I'm Dave Heller, and this is WHYY's special coverage of this weekend's deadly mass shooting in Orlando. First up this evening, Tom McDonald joins me live from a vigil for the shooting victims at Philadelphia City Hall. Tom, the vigil officially kicks off, well, in about 12 minutes. Describe the scene now.
Well, Dave, there are a lot of people out here, and we are seeing people of all races, creeds, religions. Everything that you can think of is available. People here are saying that they want to send a message that hate will not be tolerated, and that it's very important that that message gets out, that every color of the rainbow is here, and every type of person, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered, all in working together to say that they want to send a message that this hate has to stop and that the guns have to go away.
Attendees were asked to bring candles, lighters, and signs signaling messages of support. Are you seeing evidence of those signs?
Dave, you're seeing all different types of signs. I mean, there's signs for the Spanish, soy queer. There's also one person walking around saying, who cares if you're gay? Just accept me. There are people with candles here. There are people with signs. The Philadelphia Gay Men's Chorus is here in force. You can see just a little bit of everybody, including some people from the heterosexual community that say they just had to come out and make their feelings known that this was an act of hate that cannot be repeated.
WHYY's Tom McDonald reporting. The shooting touched the lives of many in our region. One of them joins me now. Tim Stevens was a friend of one of the victims, Daryl Burt. Tim, how long have you known Daryl?
I knew Daryl for 10 years, about.
He was down in Jacksonville. Did you originally know him from this region?
He had friends in this area.
How did you two meet?
Through a friend of mine that lived in Delaware. He used to have a bunch of friends that would come from Florida. When I went to visit in Orlando, he would come over to my friend's house.
A couple years ago,
I was actually reconnected, really, because I was moving to Orlando for an internship in Disney World. Unfortunately, I never made it because I was actually, I was jumped in Philadelphia by 12 guys. The left side of my face was smashed in orbital bone. I had to have reconstructive surgery, so I never made it. But we stayed in touch.
Were you the victim of a hate crime? Is that what you're describing?
The word faggot was tossed around. We never actually went to the police with that, saying that. We went to the police and said I was jumped. That was kind of brought up. It was implied. But they were never caught. So as far as I know, it was just a bunch of punks just looking to rouse someone up.
When you put together the horrific worst mass shooting in U.S. history over the weekend, and then what you just conveyed to us, your personal experience where you were the subject of an attack, can you put into words how you are personally feeling as we're speaking in terms of your own safety and security going forward?
I guess I feel maybe too safe. Like, social media is a big thing right now. A lot of people are on there saying, we need more gun control, we need this, talking about the candidate they prefer and how they'd be better with this and how they'd handle the situation. To me, I'm just feeling like we need to unite as a community, and not just the gay community. This is the United States, you know? This is two communities that affected, just the whole nation and the gay community. So for a while there, I didn't know. I actually thought Daryl was okay. I heard that he was in the hospital. He was shot and was in the hospital. I later found out that was incorrect. I was more concerned at the time for another friend who I still yet to hear about, Jose Ramos. He goes by Joey. So I'm still checking nonstop this list of victims to see if he's on there. And then I find that out, and it just blew my mind.
Do you know the status of Jose Ramos at this point?
I have no idea. Last I saw on social media, posting, like going to a club, getting ready, taking pictures, and then they stopped.
Do you know as a fact that he was in the Pulse nightclub at the time of the attacks?
He was in Orlando. He lived in Orlando. I don't know what club he went to. So he was going somewhere that night.
Tim, thanks so much for sharing thoughts and feelings with us during what must be an incredibly difficult time.
Well, thank you very much for the time.
Tim Stevens, whose friend Daryl Burt was killed in the shooting in Orlando. After 9/11, New Jersey formed a group of faith-based leaders and law enforcement officials to engage with the Muslim community. And now, in the wake of more and more lone wolf attacks like Orlando, New Jersey is doubling down in the fight against radicalization of any kind. WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports.
In several U.S. cities, the FBI has groups called Shared Responsibility Committees, and now they're coming to New Jersey. The groups of law enforcement officials, faith leaders, and other community members are intended to identify people at risk of becoming radicalized and intervene. State Homeland Security Director Chris Rodriguez says these programs are becoming one of the best ways to fight homegrown terrorism.
One of our primary focuses has been on the community-based relationships, and really Homeland Security has become hometown security nowadays.
One of those relationships is with Imam Hamid Ahmed Shebli, who leads the Islamic Society of Central Jersey. He says he's had a good relationship with law enforcement when it comes to identifying behavior that could indicate radicalization, but says that burden cannot fall entirely on a Muslim community that is largely well-meaning.
I believe the government have the right to protect you, and that is your right to be protected. For the Muslim to be in charge for any bad apple inside the box, really we are not.
Rowan University professor Carla Lewandowski agrees, and she says to catch terrorists before they commit violence, law enforcement has to look beyond faith leaders and involve the many others who will notice signs of radical behavior.
If we know that most of them are mostly young men, then targeting even students who would recognize it in their own friends, recognize it in their social media, because they aren't necessarily quiet about their beliefs.
According to Rodriguez with the Homeland Security Office, the number one threat to New Jersey and the U.S. is homegrown violent extremism. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.
Security at all sorts of large events is drawing close scrutiny after the mass murder in Orlando. Philadelphia officials are trying to reassure residents and attendees that the upcoming Democratic National Convention here will be safe. WHYY's Katie Culinary reports.
The DNC is expected to bring about 50,000 people to Philadelphia the last week in July. While the convention itself will take place at the sports complex in South Philly, there will be many related events at bars and restaurants, as well as the Pennsylvania Convention Center downtown. DNC CEO the Reverend Leah Daughtry says starting long before the Orlando shooting, her team has been meeting regularly with federal, state, and local law enforcement to make sure the large crowds will be safe.
We do not, run through every possible scenario that could possibly happen. I think that's a little bit morbid. Really, from the beginning, during the bid phase, when we are looking at cities, on the site selection team, we have someone whose expertise is security, so that we can be thinking about that before we even choose a city.
The DNC, like last summer's papal visit, is a national security special event, which means the U.S. Secret Service is in charge of security down at the Wells Fargo Center. The sports complex venues will be fenced off, and visitors with credentials will need to go through magnetometers to get inside. The Philadelphia Police Department will be responsible for securing all other parts of the city. The department did not respond to a request for comment. Katie Culinary, WHYY News.
I had the opportunity to speak last year with Angela Giampolo, known as the Philly Gay Lawyer, talking about the triumphs in the legislative and legal arenas for the LGBT community. She joins me once again on a very different day. Angela, thanks for making time for us.
Absolutely, Dave. Thanks for having me.
We're not even 48 hours out. How would you assess the mood of this region's LGBT community?
I mean, honestly, I just got chills. Even now, having to reflect on it, everyone is still in shock and in disbelief throughout the day. I haven't done much today, and neither has my partner or most people that I know. We're just all still reeling from it. If you'd have asked me what mood I would have been on Gay Pride in Philadelphia, this is not what I thought I'd wake up to, the worst shooting, mass shooting ever in the history of the United States. Targeted towards gay people.
Have you personally had the opportunity to or know of friends who've visited Orlando and perhaps specifically this specific nightclub, The Pulse?
Yeah, I used to live in Florida. A lot of my friends, I lived in Sarasota, moved to Orlando to go to college and stayed and are gay and marked themselves safe that they were not there. Likewise, we have a athletic league here called Stonewall, and one of our members from the kickball team moved to Florida. He was shot. There's a GoFundMe for Angel. He, you know, looks like he'll make it, but needed blood. There's a good friend of mine who lost someone. Unfortunately, he just succumbed to his wounds a few hours ago. So as far away as Philadelphia, there's been a lot of connections here in Philadelphia with people that were wounded.
Angela, let's listen to this voice from the Orlando LGBT community, someone who is defiantly contending that the murder at the Pulse nightclub will make that community stronger.
Well, I can tell you right now that folks are flocking to the Parliament House, another famous gay club, people and allies who are there right now in solidarity.
Angela, do you feel that members of the LGBT community will in turn be flocking to clubs in Philadelphia and the region?
Absolutely, and not even just flocking to clubs. I've already registered Philadelphia as a float in Orlando Gay Pride, and I'm getting as many people who are interested in going down there in March with them and show Orlando that Philly is truly the city of brotherly love and sisterly affection. So not only will we be marching in their Gay Pride Parade in October, but we'll be in the Gayborhood Strong tonight after the vigil at City Hall. And, you know, moving forward, this is Pride season, so every weekend there's a certain city celebrating Pride, and I think Orlando will be in everybody's minds as they march.
Angela, thanks so much for taking time on this day to appear on Newsworks Tonight.
And thank you just for showcasing it.
That's Philadelphia lawyer and LGBT activist Angela Giampolo. Our coverage this evening was produced by Shai Ben-Yakov. Stay with us. WHYY will provide updates of the Orlando shooting throughout the evening. Thanks for joining us for this special report. I'm Dave Heller. You're listening to WHYY.